All right, so today we're going to be talking about climate change. Climate change has been a very, very important problem in the world. So, in my opinion, well, it's obvious that like the main producers of this, effects of climate change, for example, the United States, China, haven't really paid that much attention to like trying to prevent it. But the people that are getting most affected by it, for example, Haiti, Nigeria, they want to do something about it. And the United States has to be motivated to do something about it as well, since they have the wealth and the economy, strong enough economy to help out. So what happens is the United States is a pretty big producer of carbon. Now, since the United States uses non-renewable energy sources in order to create their energy and electricity, they burn fossil fuels, and all those fossil fuels release carbon to the air. Now, carbon not only does it, well, it does replace the oxygen in the air, but not only does it increase the temperature day by day, but it takes away the amount of oxygen we have to breathe, which could cause like more asthma and more illness. And the United States and China are also big producers of plastic. Now, plastic is an indestructible accessory that has been taken as recycling, but it's really not recycling. All we do is just throw into the oceans, and when we throw into the oceans, we're affecting several types of species every single second, every time we throw that plastic into the ocean. So, I mean, there's a ton of species each day that are dying, 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 becoming extinct, and it's our fault. And so the United States hasn't seemed to, be paying attention to this issue. They've had other issues like abortion and, the missile troubles with North Korea. But so like these small countries that I mentioned prior, Haiti, Nigeria, they're getting hit by it so intensely. They've had very, very monstrous storms with strong wind levels and tons of rain. And then the most important thing is the rising sea levels. That poses a threat of losing land, more land is becoming underwater. Like all these increasing temperatures just cause more poverty and less access to water. Let's see what these countries are doing. They're doing a lot to try and help out their, world. In Nigeria, for example, they've developed an NAPA to strengthen government's ability to anticipate and respond to climate change, but they don't have enough funding to like fully move on with this process. So that's where the United States and China need to come in. They need to be like, okay, so if you we can make a deal with you, and in return, we'll provide funding for you in order for you to move on with this process. And then Nigeria is another one where they are aiming to end the burning of natural gas by Nigerian oil companies. Now, of course, the burning of these oil and the oil companies aren't a main producer in climate change. It does affect it, but like the United States and China should, see this as an example to be like, oh, if they do this, we can do it like 10 times better, and we can, stop the burning of all the fossil fuels and switch to renewable energy over the next decade or so. And then Nigeria is also sharing insights on new agricultural practices. So what they're doing is they're forfeiting their like agricultural practices, which is like they're forfeiting their pastime, their past ancestries' practices to help our nation, to help us, help the entire community, which seems very generous to them. We have not, the United States has not forfeited any of our actions that help cause climate change. Now, there's also another instance where climate change can be, like, beneficial. For example, in Freiburg, Germany, they are a town where major wine production takes place, and the global warming produced by climate change will help the grape harvest, which means they'll be able to produce more wine. But here's the thing, even though it gives them some positives, they're still like conducting an international lab to research renewable energy sources, especially solar energy, which seems very helpful to the United States and China, since they have not paid attention to this issue. And then Freiburg, Germany has also reimagined how urban life in the natural world can more harmoniously exist. So there's, you know, my theory, there's the utopian society, but it seems very unlikely to occur within the next even millennium. But, you know, with these ideas that Germany is presenting, it's giving not only the entire world, but the United States a head start in, like, help, you know, ideas in terms of, like, how can we stop climate change. So the United States, for no cost at all, which they usually have to pay for stuff, you know, pay for their ideas, pay for people to think, no cost at all, they've already got this head start on the climate change issue and how they can prevent it. And I feel like if they really do follow through, maybe it's too late, but there's always hope that it can end right now if we just, like, save another water bottle or, you know, save a couple gas mileage per day. But the thing is, you know, every little bit counts. You know, what I did for the last couple months, I bought a water bottle at the cafeteria, and I've refilled it and used it constantly. That just shows that I don't feel like wasting all my plastic into, you know, the oceans. And, you know, the turtle issue, that's a big issue. It's all over social media, and it's very sad to see, and I wanted to do something about it. I mean, it's small, but every little bit counts. Also, if I go to restaurants, you know, there's, you know, waitress, a lot of times they put the straw already into the drink. I take it out. You know, they probably throw it away, most likely, but if they offer me a straw, I don't take it. You know, I can just drink just as well by sipping the cup, you know. But I can't see the amount of plastic just being wasted and wasted and wasted every day. Like, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, we're throwing away all, like, non-plastic items today. And you know what they're throwing them away in? A plastic bag. Plastic trash bag. So it seems like it's never ending, but I think if the United States falls through, they can develop a way where we can transform technology, like move 50 steps ahead and transfer to renewable energy and a non-plastic society. Thank you.